happy Thanksgiving Day, you're probably already like in the process of either cooking or getting ready to, hopefully you shouldn't just now be getting ready to cook. If you are going to cook, you're probably running behind the eight ball, so to speak, or you're probably like getting ready, you know, to throw down pretty hard, or maybe you're just like, you ate early and you're just kind of now groggy and sleeping things off. So if that's the case. But anyway, today's daily Bible readings for Thanksgiving Day are Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 11, and Psalm 100, and then Philippians 4, 4 through 9, and then John 6, 25 through 35. I'm not going to read the text to you today and deal specifically with the text other than kind of addressing John a little bit, because I want to keep this brief so you can get back to your snoozing or your, you know, cooking and all that stuff. Because I want to share with you a sonnet called Stones into Bread, written by Malcolm Guite. And it's from his book Sounding the Seasons, which are sonnets tied to the liturgical year. Because we're now like really in a new liturgical year. Advent is Sunday. And it's a good thing to think about. He addresses a lot of things. And in the text today from John 6, the people are like clamoring over Jesus, right? You know, they really love him all of a sudden. And Jesus sort of calls them out on their greediness. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves," right? He did this miraculous thing and he fed them, gave them lots, you know, lots and lots of food. And not just enough to get them by, but apparently, you know, knocked them in the head with some really serious footage. And, you know, kind of some, I joked about it, but the theme of Thanksgiving often is excess, right? You know, tables, the images, tables groaning with food, more food than you really need in any given day, perhaps more food than you need in a month, but, you know, that's the image, you know, this table's like overburdened with food, people eating until they're about sick and then passing out from it. But, you know, we should probably remember that we live in a world that where not everybody gets to share with that, and not everybody gets to enjoy such excess. So here is Malcolm Guite's Stones into Bread. "The fountain thirsts, the bread is hungry here. The light is dark, the wood without a voice. When darkness speaks, it seems so light and clear. Now he must dare with us to make a choice, and in a distended belly's cruel curve, he feels the famine of the ones who lose. He starves for those whom we have forced to starve. He chooses now for those who cannot choose. He is the staff and sustenance of life. He lives for all from one sustaining word. His love still breaks and pierces like a knife the stony ground of hearts that never shared. God gives through him what Satan never could, the broken bread that is our only food." So, be truly thankful today, and remember those that didn't have a place at the table. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.